Evelyn Martinez from Three Rivers Public Health is here with us
today. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Good morning. How are you guys?
She brought her big old bottle of water. She's being all healthy
and everything.
And we're trying to stay healthy, but the flu seems to be among us.
Yes, unfortunately, the season is here. And that means, you know, flu and all these other respiratory viruses are here as well. So trying to stay as healthy as we can with what we have. So one of the things that I like to promote is, you know, that we have available for us is the flu shot. So as you guys know, at Three Rivers, not only do we have the flu shot available at the office every day, like you can just walk in and ask for a flu shot. You fill out your paperwork, you get your flu shot, and that's it. We do bill insurance, and if you do not have insurance and or have insurance that doesn't cover it, we do have a flu shot that is funded by the state that we can provide to you for a donation only. So anyone can get a flu shot at our health department.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that works out really well.
Yep.
As far as it seems like we've had a good mix of everything. Yes. We've had a little RSV. We've had some of the flu. And of course, there's something else still out there, right?
Yes, of course. So not only do we have to deal with what we already know that's common, which is the influenza, and we have the different strains. We are also seeing a little bit of an uptick on RSV. I believe we are up to 12 cases within our school district already, with one of those 12 cases, my little 3-year-old being one of them, and he was really, really sick.
Mm.
So I wish there was a vaccine for RSV because I would definitely do it right away. But we unfortunately don't have that yet. But we do have the flu shot, and we're working really hard to get it out there in the community. We've been to almost, so far we've done a total of, I believe, 78 clinics. So we've been to 78 different locations within our three districts. And in total, we've done around, I want to say, 2,300 shots, not including what we do in clinic. This is what we've done outside. Mm. And we're still counting.
And these are businesses that have contacted you and want you to come in so that it's easier for their employees to. Can they still contact you and and have that happen?
Yes. Okay. We are booked, I believe, until well into the mid-November. But, I mean, if we can come out there and do your staff, you know, might as well. We've asked several of the companies we've gone into and see, do you really see a difference of us coming in, doing the flu shot, and does this keep your employees healthier? And we've had several saying, you know, the people that actually get the vaccine ends up not getting sick where they are calling in, or they don't get as sick.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the people that don't get it, unfortunately, end up getting really sick for like days. And so, I mean, there is a difference there. So,
and it makes it so easy.
Yeah. And we try to make it easy. That's one of our goals at the health department is like, let us come to you. You know, that's what our job is. You know, let us make it easier for you. You know, not just only with the flu shot, but with the COVID shot. Let's, you know, if the employer is willing to work with us and let us come into the job site and give the vaccine. We've done it in all kinds of scenarios. So.
Yeah, definitely important for the workforce out there because we're already short of people in many cases. Mm-hmm. So employers definitely want to take advantage of that, don't they?
Yes, they do. And so I encourage anybody out there that, you know, if you have staff members that you'd like to have and you know that they need the flu shot still, just call us, ask for Robin at Three Rivers, and she will more than like gladly schedule your clinic, and one of us will go out there and give you your flu shot.
As far as the flu goes, is this this year's flu strain, is it different from last year?
It is a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stronger, weaker?
I think it's a little bit too early to tell right now, but we, as of what I've seen, it looks like we've seen a lot of the influenza B, especially in the kiddos. And so that's one of the things that we are trying to like catch up to. It just seems like no matter how early we try to start with the vaccines, we're always trying to catch up and catch up. But I think that the more the community helps us by having the vaccine, the faster we can catch up and the faster we can, you know, get to that, get to those strains and get them under control.
As far as the supply goes, you have plenty of flu shots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
plenty.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
We usually, last flu shot that was given, to my knowledge, was around April, May.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. Again, remind us of the hours at Three Rivers if someone is thinking, man, yeah, I do need to get my flu shot or my booster.
Yes, of course. So we are open as early as 7:30, so 8 o'clock, you know, we can start seeing people for their flu shot. And then 4:30 is almost every day except for Thursdays. Thursdays we're open till 6:30. So, I mean, we have at least a one day that if anybody works later than those hours, we have that availability for them to come in.
That's a quick lunch break,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's good.
Lunch break, mm-hmm. run over there, yep, or right before work. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's good to be open a little bit late, too, there for on Thursdays, mm-hmm. so people can make it after work, too.
Yeah. We try to consider all of that, you know, when Three Rivers meet as a team and with our directors, like, okay, we're trying to serve a community. Let's think about everyone in our community. Mm-hmm. What's going to work for everyone, you know, from, you know, one person to another in different schedules and stuff. So we try to make it, you know, as open as possible. Mm-hmm. And if not, you know, you can always pay attention to our Facebook page and we publish wherever we're at the community, you know, hey, we're going to be such place doing vaccines. So anyone's welcome to come.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The website has so much great information on there. Make sure to check it out for sure.